At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hey, what's up? Chris Guillebeau here from Side Hustle School. Oh my goodness. Welcome to Throwback Thursday / Where Are They Now? Where we take an in-depth look at someone whose story has evolved quite a bit since we first featured them. It's been really fun to have these features as kind of a blast from the past and catch up with folks and see what they've learned, how they've advanced, any struggles they've experienced, any challenges, etc. We've had all kinds of features, including a New York City musician with a blog teaching jazz that becomes a multiple six-figure business. Just to name one example, last week was a blog. It's now, I believe, also a multiple six-figure business, a blog about Hoboken, New Jersey. So today, in our latest feature, we will hear from a guy I've known for a long time. He's a friend of mine, actually. He happens to be a civil engineer who had a wild idea a few years ago to offer wedding photography services through Craigslist. Well, what's happened since? Let's hear directly from him. His name is Oliver. I'll be back at the end to wrap us up.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
My name is Oliver Asis. I am located in San Diego, California. My side hustle is Oliver Asis Photography, and I was featured in a really early episode, episode number 9. The way I started with the side hustle is I was always a visual person, and I've always enjoyed the arts and been doing photography since I was really young. And over the years, when you're kind of young, you're still like learning photography, and you start off in the film days and you don't have a job to pay to film. You basically just kind of stop. But then what happened with this particular side hustle in college, I gained a reputation being known as the guy with the camera. And in my senior year, I got asked by a friend to photograph her wedding. And so I said yes. At that time, I didn't really know. I didn't even start doing any wedding photography at that point, but I knew I was excited to try it. And when I kind of sat down and the excitement stopped, the realization of, oh my gosh, I'm about to photograph my friend's wedding and I've never done this before. So instead of calling my friend saying, hey, I don't think I can do it, I decided to go with it. And I made a post on Craigslist saying, hey, I am starting out in photography and any brides and grooms are looking for a photographer, an inexpensive photographer. And so posted it on Craigslist, and a couple days later got a reply, and a bride and groom hired me really quickly off Craigslist. I still have the day job and I'm still loving this day job up to this point. I just celebrated my 12th year of employment with my current employer, so I'm really happy with that. So I am still a civil engineer and still loving it to this day. Since being featured on the show, a lot of things have changed in photography. With the weddings, I've slightly increased my prices from the $3,500 when I did the episode to just about a little bit over $4,000 at this point. And that was primarily because I started getting a little bit more business, but then I also wanted to kind of concentrate on other parts of the business. And so I thought, okay, let me raise my prices. Maybe that'll slow it down. It did slow it down to a point where I could start, you know, investing more time in other parts of the business. And so now I am dependent on what hat I'm wearing. I'm either still a wedding photographer, and that's usually primarily March through September. And then throughout the year, I can either be doing commissions for landscape. And now with the newest thing with architecture, I'm slowly getting into trying to work with architects and engineers on photographing their projects. For anyone wanting to start their own photography business, the most important aspect is know how to use your camera. Because the thing is, as photographers, we're basically trying to problem solve. We're trying to capture an image given the conditions, whether it's light conditions, weather, and you are being paid to photograph that given whatever it is. I mean, sometimes it is gonna be your call going, hey, I cannot get that shot for you today because of A, B, and C. And if you don't know how to use your camera, you can't tell your client confidently that you can't make that happen. And, you know, lastly, the best thing that anyone can ever do as a photographer is just go out and photograph every day. You know, practice that skill set, because, you know, there's always a lot of new technology. There's a lot of techniques. There is no one finite way to get an image. There's multiple routes to do it. So always trying to keep fresh with your skill set and understanding how things go and evolving. I think that helps you start off in that business.
Well, there are a lot of photographers out there, a lot of them who are struggling, you know, trying to get their first clients and such. So if that's you, if you know somebody, you might want to go back and listen to Oliver's original story. If you missed it, basically he offered to do his first gigs to strangers on Craigslist for a very low amount of money. And that came to be after a friend of his asked her to shoot his wedding. And he said, yes, of course. And then he realized, I don't actually know how to shoot a wedding. Even though he was a photographer, he had some photography skills, but he'd never done a wedding before. So that Craigslist experiment then led him to an unexpected side gig doing lots of weddings for $3,500 when we first talked to him. And now, as you heard, up to $4,000 while continuing with his day job that he enjoys as an engineer. So thanks so much, Oliver, for helping us out with this segment. We'll be doing these features throughout 2020. Let me know what you think and who you'd like to see featured next from our archives of more than 1,000 stories. 2020 is our year of interaction. If you have a question, if you'd like to update us about your hustle, if you'd like me to shoot your wedding or perhaps officiate your wedding, whatever you're into, just respond to my ad on Craigslist. But for everything else, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. Today's show notes are at sidehustleschool.com/1251. That's for episode 1251. I'm so glad you're out there. Be sure you're subscribed, because so much more is coming up. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.